over to the livestock side, this cattle market, a broad sell-off yesterday. Are they just kind of in limbo today?
Yeah, it absolutely is. You've seen large spec traders are in long liquidation mode right now, down about 12,000 contracts last week. June pushed to the lowest level since June the 1st. This is two days in a row of poor outside markets there, Monday and Tuesday, really put a lot of pressure on the cattle market in itself. So, there was also a USDA report for cattle yesterday. Exports were lowered by about 40 million pounds. They raised imports by about 220 million pounds. So, with packer margins being near or at record losses right now because of the beef and boxed beef not being able to move and those prices continuing to drop, it's tough for traders to want to get on the buy side of this market right now. So with this week and that big drop yesterday, the anticipation is that cash cattle will drop another couple bucks this week. Obviously, this has gone way deeper than most people would have thought. You would see seasonally this being a time where things should turn around. It's just right now things have not enough. And so with the sell-off in the stock market, guys are looking at that as another reason why people aren't going to want to buy high-priced beef. And so we need this thing to pick up moving forward, and they're going to be watching it very closely and in anticipation to buy this market. But right now, like I said, the large spec traders are in long liquidation, and until they're done, this thing's going to have a tough time moving forward, especially with packer margins at those record losses at this time. When you look at hogs, a new 15-month low because of low pork values has people having a tough time to be on the buy side of that market. The USDA report yesterday was friendly with a revisement higher in exports of 100 million pounds. It's just we had a decent rally going there in hogs, and so really going into that report was the rally, and now they may be seeing some backfill in that market just because of having that rally up front. Guys are looking at this market, though, in anticipation that with the higher beef prices and higher beef prices, that these pork prices and consumers are going to look at that as a competitive buy. So hopefully we can see that rally continue. Right now, the market's just trying to figure out the direction and having some backfill with that.